A group, Citizen Connect, has touted the achievement of the Mahama administration, saying it is ample testament to end the president's second term. It says the various social interventions coupled with the myriad of infrastructure across the country speak volumes of what is to come. At a forum in Accra organized by the group in conjunction with the Accra Polytechnic branch of TEIN of the NDC, Minister of State at the Presidency, Elvis Efriankra, said the time has come for the party members to build on solid foundation that has been laid. According to him, to win an election requires the packaging and selling of messages to all manner of persons. He spoke to Jacob Nanota.
I'd want to use this opportunity to commend the organizers for such an initiative, and therefore I see this platform as a very important platform where the students will be galvanized and mobilized and given the right information so that they can execute a very effective issue-based campaign.
You outlined some of the achievements as far as the NDC manifesto is concerned in infrastructure, as you term the president as the infrastructure maestro. Now, how important is this to the NDC government?
Beyond the NDC government, it's important for the country because we're a lower middle-income country. And if you look at all countries around the world, if you are talking about development, enter any other country, you don't know what is in the bank account of pockets of the people, but you know that they are developed. How do you know they are developed? Because you see the level of infrastructure. For example, let's take the Circle Interchange. It's going to open up that part of the country. It's going to reduce the number of hours that people spend in traffic and thereby increase productivity. It's going to ease mobility of goods and people. The same with the other interchanges. You look at health infrastructure. A healthy nation is a productive nation. The president is investing in the education of young people. So these are tangible, positive things that can be felt, which are laying a foundation for the country to move to the next level.
Less than 8 months to go for election. Before November 7th, what are your expectations from your own perspective?
Election is not just won by sitting down and hoping. You just got to work. And that's what we started doing. Others are spending their time suspending and sacking their party members. At the end of the day, we're all going to the marketplace. We'll win election and they'll turn around and come and complain. You need to network with the people. You need to organize, galvanize your people. If you don't do that, at the end of the day, you cannot win the election. We are putting in all the necessary measures to ensure that we win 2016. And we shall win because we're going to work for it.
The NDC parliamentary aspirant for Clotet Cole, Dr. Zanato Rawlings, for her part, advised the students to be focused and not depart from the tenets of the party. She said today's decision will have a bearing on the future. It is therefore incumbent on them to discern and not allow circumstances or persons to dissuade them from their beliefs.
We've heard a lot about the infrastructural developments and a lot of advancements that have been made. But for me, speaking here to the future leaders of this country, I have to emphasize on one thing: human resource. If we have all the infrastructure that you can dream of and we don't develop our human resource, we have achieved nothing. So you all have a responsibility to do your bit. When we talk about leadership, it starts with us. Just because you have not been politically appointed does not mean you do not have an influential role in your community wherever you may find yourself. Because this is where it begins. A lot of the political appointees started off at this level, which means for many of you, that is the kind of future that's ahead. But you need to take the responsibility of making sound choices and decisions now. This is your opportunity to come up with what you feel is a viable solution. Let us not become people who constantly complain but never ever come up with solutions. As students here, you have a very big responsibility.